From the heart of Florida's Great Northwest, this is Radio Live Encores on 88.1 FM. Your host is Pat Crawford. On this edition of the program, he welcomes four different artists recorded in early 2003. We'll hear the artistry of Native American flutist Mary Youngblood, also Gove Scrivener singing, playing guitar, and auto harp, Elise Witt singing and performing with pianist and vocalist Mick Kinney, and we'll hear singer-songwriter-guitarist Josh Lampkin. Sit back, relax, and stay with us for Radio Live Encores here on 88.1 FM.
Tonight we have with us to start things off a lady who has many firsts in her life. She has an interesting lineage for certain. She has one foot planted in Alaska as origination from the Alaskan Aleut Indians, and one foot here in Florida, her father being a Florida Seminole. So she's at home in both states. As I said, Mary Youngblood has many firsts in her life. She is the first Native American female to professionally record the flute. She's also the first woman to win the Flutist of the Year Award, both in 1999 and 2000, as well as being named the Best Female Artist in 2000 at the Native American Music Awards, better known as the NAMMYs. But as if that wasn't enough, the icing on the cake this year came as a result of her newest project, which is a concept album, Beneath the Raven Moon, and she won a Grammy Award this year for this album. We are delighted to have her with us tonight and know that you will enjoy her this evening. Please join me in welcoming Mary Youngblood.
Thank you, Pensacola. It is an honor to be back here for my third year in Florida. This is just incredible. And Doug, I thank you too for bringing me back. It's just really absolutely my favorite gig that I do. Yeah. Thank you. And without further ado, the first song I'm going to play for you this evening is called Tears for Cantipus. Thank you. know, it is not always traditional in our culture for women to play this instrument. If you're a Plains Indian or a Southwest Indian, this instrument was used primarily for courting. So I always tell my audiences that Creator gave me this gift, and I will use it to honor Creator and my people, and that is traditional. Besides, I wear pants and I vote. So there. But it has really been an honor playing this instrument, and the approval, of course, of a woman playing this is certainly grown over the years. So the next song I'm going to play for you is called Children's Dance, and I wrote this for my four children back home in Sacramento, California. But today, this is for your inner child. Such a great crowd. I love it. This next piece and the last piece I'll be playing on this set is called Echoes, and this was really inspired by my first recording, which was done in the largest one-room cavern in California. It's called Moaning Cavern, and the acoustics in this huge room were just amazing. And for you flute players out there and you musicians, if you've ever played in a stairwell or in a, you know, a huge room, it's just, you know how sweet you sound, right? Yeah, well, this was the inspiration. And this is a very unique instrument. This is called a dual-chambered flute or drone flute. One side is an actual flute and one side is a drone. And this is not a contemporary, or this is a contemporary instrument, not a traditional instrument. Although my brothers and sisters in South America and Mexico certainly played multi-chambered flutes, usually made out of ceramics. So the foundation of this instrument is very, very ancient and old, but for North American Indians, it's considered a new thang. So this is Echoes.
Listening to Radio Live, please join me once again in welcoming Elise Witt and Mick Kinney.
Some people get so scared at the sound of a revolution. A revolution just goes round. Round and round and round it goes. Where it ends, everyone knows. A circle ends where it began. What threat is in that hand? If you want to move on, sing a spiral song. If you want to move on, sing a spiral song. Some people get so scared at the sound of conservative. Conservative means save. Of all the things we throw away, I I tell you there will come a day. The water, skies, and trees and birds have secrets that we all can learn. Traditions, customs down the line, our children keep in time. If you want to move on, sing a spiral song. If you want to move on, sing a spiral song. A spiral turns and turns and turns. Where it goes, we'll only learn by following its curve. It never stays in place, in place. It moves on out in outer space. So listen on the curve. Some people get so scared at the sound of radical. A radical, a radical means root. We so far out on a limb, we've lost our touch with the soul within. The limit leads back to the tree. The tree has roots that grow so deep. The roots of one tree twine the next. Let's get back down to the root of the matter. We need to learn the history. We need to search the mystery. We need to just let this one be where it can go. Some people get so scared at the sound of liberal. Liberal, liberal means free. Are we so scared, oh why so scared, to see us when our souls are bared? Do we not trust, oh why not trust, the sacred message placed in us? Is it so hard, oh why so hard, to liberate our love? If you want to move on, sing a spiral song. If you want to move on, sing a spiral song. If you want to move on, sing a spiral song. If you want to move on, sing a spiral song.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much. Mick has recently arranged and written a beautiful introduction to a tango that was conceived by our friend Jorge Guitart, originally from Cuba, now living in Buffalo, New York, a little bit different weather in the two places. This one, you don't have to know a word of Spanish to understand. It's called Si Supieras, If You Only Knew.
Entre tú y yo, y es el cobarde de mi corazón que no me deja que en esta canción diga quién eres tú y quién soy yo. Tal vez jamás podré decírtelo, pues tengo miedo de la decepción, que si te ofrezco toda mi pasión me vayas a decir que no. Ay, amor, esta fingida indiferencia quiere esconder que me derrito en tu presencia. Ay, amor, si supieras lo que siento, estaríamos gozando este momento. Pues si pudieras ver dentro de mí, verías tu cuerpo en mi imaginación. por mis nervios ir la sensación que solo siento cuando pienso en ti. Tendrás que ser valiente por los dos, decir que sientes la misma pasión. Y si me pides todo el corazón, no te voy a decir que no. Ay, amor, ¿cómo es que no has podido darte cuenta que siempre te he querido? Ay, amor, si supieras lo que siento, estaríamos gozando este momento. Tendrás que ser valiente por los dos, decir que sientes la misma pasión. Y si me pides todo el corazón, no te voy a decir que no, no te voy a decir que no.
Muchas gracias. Thank you.
You've got me out of my shell. You've got me under your spell. You've got me plucking petals and wishing in wells. You've got me.
You've got me skipping up the stairwell. You've got me over a barrel like a fish out of water. I'm swimming on air. Me. I would have thought it'd be ought to be hiding me
until you hook, sinker, and line me.
Now you know where you can find me.
Just reel me in or run one me. You got me skipping meals, putting salt in my coffee.
Now I know how it feels to be jumping for joy and clicking my heels. You got me.
You got me.
At your beck and call.
Lock, stock, and barrel.
And that ain't all. You got me somersaulting, vaulting, and a crawling up the walls. You got me.
You got me. That's safe to assume.
You've got me.
So I can't quit the scatting a tune.
You got me dusting and a dancing round the room with a broom. You got me.
Now when Eros is slinging his arrows,
I was hoping his arrows would spare us.
But how could Eros make arrows?
How could his aim be so careless?
You got me just like Monosony and Zeus. You got me in between, in the mezzanine, my muse. You got me once upon a time and then a rhyming.
Like Zeus?
Yeah, you got me. You got me uttering utterly unquotable syllables.
Like hullabaloo,
bulla baloney,
vulnerable,
and gullible.
Suddenly dawdling,
and readily cuddling.
And all of a suddenly,
rodeo yodeling.
Singly, handedly,
doubly, totally,
solely, and bodily.
Heartily holding me.
Oh, she wrote me.
No anecdotally.
Smit me brutally.
Getting caboodly.
Got me.
Like a turtle,
hoping I'm hip hopping those hurdles.
You got me wearing paisley and purple.
You've got me
out of the hoose gown.
You got me
out of the noose now. You got a caboose now.
Don't turn me loose now. You got me.
Yeah, you got me.
You did.
You got me flipping my lid.
You got me giddy as a kid.
You got me heel over head. Got me whistling like a kettle in the middle of the griddle.
You got me.
We're
got my heart beating, burning and racing.
Tossing and turning and pacing.
You got me half crazy.
Like George Burns got Gracie.
You got me like
Hepburn got Tracy.
Yeah, you got me.
Up all night like a possum, you got me. Out chasing moon blossoms like Holmes got Watson. Like Flotsam got Johnson, you got me.
You bet some, you lost some.
Forget some, forgot some.
You fret some, you fraud some.
You get some, you got some, you got me. That's another Mick Kinney song. Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right, Lee Swin and Mick Kinney. Let's hear it for one more time. Yeah. We have someone that we haven't had on Radio Live before. He hails from the land of Jesse Helms. Didn't think I was going to introduce him that way. Josh Lampkin comes from the westernmost part of North Carolina, up in the Asheville area. And many of you who are regular fans of Radio Live, you know we've had folks like David Lamott, Chris Rosser, Beth Wood, Lee Hilger, and others who have been down here who all come from sort of that same musical school up there. Josh is a part of that. In fact, those are the folks that turned me on to Josh, and so I was really glad to invite him down to the show. He told me, I can't tell you about all the awards he's won. He's won awards. He was actually runner-up with Jimmy Carter for the Nobel Peace Prize, I think. But at any rate, he is highly awarded, and I won't go into specifics, but please join me in welcoming Josh Lampkin.
Thanks. Well, I will tell you things about my personal life, because I feel like if I don't, then you won't really feel like you've been entertained tonight. This may just be me, but wherever I am in the whole dating process, you know, I'm usually getting dumped. You're clapping for that? That's... Oh, you're agreeing. That was a clap of, like, right there. All right, gotcha. Well, after you hear this song, though, you'll probably say, it's no wonder. I mean, look at the people he's hanging out with. Remember the way I met you, you tried to steal my car, but you can't drive a stick shift, so you didn't get too far. You came walking back laughing, carrying some part. You handed me my steering wheel, that's when you stole my heart. Well, I could drown in you, never even know all that peaceful blue. I finally found a home. Well, I could drown in you, beautiful and slow. I could drown in you, but what a way to go. You say things like groovy too much and like for sure. You're the heart of the party, darling, so charming and demure. You eat the strangest breakfast, a bowl of mashed potatoes. You're a sweet curl on Sunday morning, white socks and the funny papers. Well, I could drown in you, never even know all that peaceful blue. I finally found a home. I could drown in you, beautiful and slow. I could drown in you, what a way to go. They say love is like an ocean inside of you and me, yeah. Well, I know this is crazy emotion. Oh, baby, feels so good to be lost at sea. You are strange and dangerous. You're like the cat in the hat. You're mischief and magic, baby, and so much of that. Well, I could drown in you and never even know all that peaceful blue. I finally found a home. I could drown in you, beautiful and slow. I could drown in you, but what a way to go. I could drown in you. I could drown in you. I could drown in you.
Florida. I'm not from Florida, but my grandmother lives in Florida with everyone else's grandmother. And I've gotten a whole new appreciation for Florida this trip down. And I live up in the mountains, but I'm from a really warm area. And I miss humidity and intense heat. I really do miss it. I like it a lot. You know, Florida, there's something about you people. I have to tell you that I've been driving through Florida for the past, week or so, and I have an idea for how to solve Florida's state budget crisis. Here's what you do. Take all your speed limit signs and sell them for scrap, because no one is reading them and obeying them. That's what you should do, okay? I've never seen people drive so fast. There are people cruising at 100 miles an hour on I-10. Okay, anyway, so you guys need to slow down. Here's a slowing down song. Time well spent. Time well wasted. Why am I always trying to do all I do, all I do, all I do, yeah. I had it all figured out, had all my ducks in a row, and now I'm afraid I tasted and never really knew. At night I dream my life is piled around me, so high I just can't see the walls. And I think I could use a really good mess to help me lose track of it all. Well, I'm willing to be still, still wondering if I will ever learn to be still. All this space to fill, be still. I met a man stuck in the middle of a city street. I mean, cars were flying past just inches from his feet. He told me, hurry, all you want, fall in love with concrete. said that's what I did. Now look at me, look at me. He said at night I dream my life is piled around me. So high I just can't see the walls. And I think I could use a really good mess to help me lose track of it all. Well, I'm willing to be still, still wondering if I will ever learn to be still. Got all this space to fill. Be still. I got a new routine. Be as late as I can be. I give myself a hand for forgetting as much stuff as I can. And on a really good day, I can even forget my own last name. Well, I'm willing to be still, still wondering if I will ever really be still. Got all this space to fill. Be still.
All travel a lot, and you probably hear that from everyone who comes here because it's such a significant part of our lives. But I got this next song from traveling before I was a musician. I had a crush on my 12th grade English teacher. Her name was Miss Roland. I thought I had a chance. But we did this poetry writing unit, and she said, I like your poetry. And I said, really? And she said, yeah, you should check out Jack Kerouac. And I was like, okay, all right. So I went, and I checked out On the Road by Jack Kerouac, and it changed my life, much to the chagrin of my parents. And so I graduated from high school, and I was itching, went to college. I almost dropped out about 5 times, and I finally got out of college, and I packed up my blue 1986 Chevy Nova named Loretta, and I started driving, and I drove for 3 months, drove 12,000 miles all around the United States, and it was a great trip. And when I was in Utah, I saw something that changed me. I was driving, and I saw these two people walking up on the entrance ramp on the other side of the interstate, just driving up that big interstate in the middle. And it was near the big city there, and it was near the end of the day, and it was the beginning of fall. It had been hot during the day, and it was warm. It was warm during the day, and it was cold at night. And they had this huge black bag. Man and a woman had this huge black bag, and they were walking out to the end of the entrance ramp, and she had both their jackets. And it was 5 o'clock traffic, tons of traffic, and they were going to try to get a ride. So they were on the other side, they were going the other way, so I didn't stop, but as I passed them, he turns to her and he grabs her and he leans her over and he lays his huge kiss on her in 5 o'clock traffic in the middle of Utah. And I just thought it was the most beautiful thing that I saw on my whole trip. So I pulled over a couple miles up the road, and I wrote this entire song. And I hope they hear it one day, and it is sort of my imagination of how they got to the entrance ramp, because I saw the entrance ramp part of their trip. So here it is. I'm so excited to be here. I don't know. Okay, here we go.
Frankie and Jolene, they were like perfume and gasoline. He was quiet and polite, she was weathered and mean. Well, they had more in common than they knew. Frankie was working in the bank on the day they met, and Jolene walked in, went straight to Frankie's desk. She opened an account with 7 nickels just like that. I've never seen a love start out so true. Frankie and Jolene got the best thing going this old town has ever seen. Well, they say Frank has been changing. I heard he got a tattoo that reads, "My Jolene." Frankie and Jolene decided to hitchhike across the country. Well, they ran into trouble outside Albuquerque. Frankie knocked over a bank while Jolene was asleep. Well, no one thought Frankie would do such a thing, and Jolene was more than happy to take the blame. But Frankie got upset when he realized someone stole his fame, so he hit another bank when they got to Salt Lake City. Frankie and Jolene don't talk like they used to ever since they hit the outlaw scene. Frankie's acting like Jesse James, and Jolene don't know what to think. One day Jolene up and left him. She said, "I'm making my own run. It's like you've got something to prove, and I want to give me some." Well, they were back together for the getaway scene. It was so obvious at work, they just walked on down the street. Frankie and Jolene kissing on the entrance ramp to I-15. She's got his jacket around her shoulders. Everybody's slowing down to see Frankie and Jolene. Jolene, yeah, yeah, yeah. Frankie and Jolene.
Thanks.
All right, Mr. Grove Scrivener, back with us once again. Take it away, man.
All righty then. Winter, the summer season is taking over. It's quiet like new fallen snow. I told you summer stories outside. It's getting mighty cold. I told you everything I could about me. I told you everything I could. How would you feel pieces of the sky were falling in your neighbor's yard, but not on you. Wouldn't you feel just a little bit funny thinking there's something you ought to do? Solutions, they never lay down before you, but the answers are all around, and believing is having lots of friends to talk to, and I'm here. Yes, I told you everything I could about me. I told you everything I could. Summer season is taking over. It's quiet like new falling snow. And I told you, summer's story and outside, it's getting mighty cold.
Thank you all very much. Well, I already did my Ghost Riders in the Sky thing, so I'm going to have to slow it down now. I know I've done this before, and I just like to do it now. Reminds me of Nashville for some reason. So do you, Joe Trapp. This is called Maybelle's Dance. This is a little tune, just a simple little tune that normally other folks would sit in and contribute to it. But look at this, I got my glasses on again. Maybelle's Dance. Thank you. Thank you all. Thank you very much. Haven't done a little blues tune on the radio show for a while. My baby should try my black cat ball. I believe my baby should try my black cat ball. You get up in the morning, darling, you turn your head and gone. Yeah. I thought I'd never love it. Four women in my life. I thought I'd never love four women in my life. My sister and my mother, my chicken and my wife. Get the blues, little children, and I hope you never do. If you ever get the blues, little children, and I hope you never do. Remember one thing, this boy's got 'em too.
Mr. Gove Scribner.
All right.
That's it for this edition of Radio Live Encores on 88.1 FM. Pat Crawford is the producer and your host for Radio Live. All these performances were recorded in the Museum of Commerce, downtown Pensacola. Mary Youngblood recorded April 24, 2003. Gove Scrivener, Elise Witt, and Mick Kinney recorded May 1, 2003. Josh Lampkin visited us in March, specifically March 6, 2003. If you'd like more information about Radio Live, you can go online to radiolive.org. Thanks for joining us. Please join us again for Radio Live Encores here on 88.1 FM.